Week 19 Tuesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord, bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples, let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war, princes will make their way from Egypt, Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel, his might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. I will listen to what the Lord has to say. He speaks of peace for his people. A reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 3. Listen, you princes of the house of Jacob, rulers of the house of Israel. Are you not the ones who should know what is right, you enemies of good and friends of evil? When they have devoured the flesh of my people, and torn off their skin, and crushed their bones, when they have shredded them like flesh in a pot, and like meat in a cauldron, then they will cry out to the Lord. But he will not answer them. He will hide his face at that time because of all the crimes they have committed. The Lord says this against the prophets who lead my people astray. So long as they have something to eat, they cry, peace. But on anyone who puts nothing into their mouths, they declare war. And so night will come to you, an end of vision, darkness for you, an end of divination. The sun will set for the prophets, the day will go black for them. Then the seers will be covered with shame, the diviners with confusion. They will all cover their lips, because no answer comes from God. Not so with me, I am full of strength, of the breath of the Lord, of justice and courage to declare Jacob's crime to his face, and Israel to his. Now listen to this, you princes of the house of Jacob, rulers of the house of Israel, you who loathe justice and pervert all that is right, you who build Zion with blood, Jerusalem with crime. Her princes pronounce their verdict for bribes, her priests take a fee for their rulings, her prophets make divinations for money. And yet they rely on the Lord. They say, is not the Lord in our midst? No evil is going to overtake us. Because of this, since the fault is yours, Zion will become ploughland, Jerusalem a heap of rubble, and the mountain of the temple a wooded height. A responsory from Psalm 78. O God, the heathens have invaded your land, they have profaned your holy temple, they have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. Do not disappoint us. Treat us gently, as you yourself are gentle and very merciful. We have sinned and committed a crime by deserting you. Do not disappoint us. Treat us gently, as you yourself are gentle and very merciful. A reading from the treatise of Theodoret of Syre on the Incarnation of the Lord. We are healed by the sufferings of our Saviour. This is what the prophet taught when he said, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole. By his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. So like a lamb he has been led to the slaughter, and like a sheep before its shearers he was dumb." End of quote. When the shepherd sees the sheep scattered, he takes hold of one of them and leads it to the pastures that he has chosen. And by the example of this one, he leads the others in his direction. So too, when the divine word saw mankind wandering aimlessly, he took upon himself the form of a slave and made it his own, in this way turning a fully human nature to himself. Then he led men to the divine pastures, men who beforehand had been badly nourished and a prey to wolves. That is why our Saviour took our nature. That is why Christ our Lord submitted to the saving passion. When he was given up to death and committed to the grave, he broke the hold of that ancient tyranny and gave the promise of incorruptibility to those who were in the grip of corruption. For when he restored the temple that had been destroyed and raised it up again, he gave true and firm promises even to the dead and those who were awaiting his resurrection. He said, "The nature that was taken from among you has been inhabited by God and united with the divine nature. Thus it has received the gift of resurrection, and now that corruptibility and all forms of passion have been put aside, it has passed over to incorruptibility and immortality. In the same way, you too will be freed from the harsh slavery of death, and when you have set aside corruption together with all passions, you will be clothed with immortality." End of quote. For this reason, he has sent the gift of baptism to all men through the apostles. "Go therefore," he said, "and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Baptism is a sort of representation and type of the Lord's death. "For if we have been united with him in death like his," says St. Paul, "we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." A responsory from John 10. "I lay down my life for my sheep. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have abandoned my house, relinquished my heritage. I have delivered the life so dear to me into hostile hands. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will." Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your Spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.